Mark, do you know if Alan is going to join?
We have not received any confirmation or apology. But this is scheduled every week, so I don't know. That's why I know you have the CWG call this week, so preliminary discussion is probably good. And maybe then next week address the full scope of the questions so we can set it up properly and maybe even resend an invite so Martin and maybe Martin could join as well.
Yes.
Oh, we can take that offline as well. But although we have this regularly scheduled, it's always a very small group. And by now, with the questions from the ICG and specifically related to the CCTLD, it might be useful to try to get everybody back in on the call again.
The thing is, we don't have that much time. And because this needs to be submitted to the ICG by the 7th. So, Paul has just sent us all a draft for a reply. And I don't know if we can maybe discuss it briefly now, discuss a procedure. On how to deal with this and then go on with it, because there are quite some issues, but now we're actually starting the call. I might as well continue.
Just a minute. Christina, could you start the recording, please?
It's already going.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. So, Paul has very kindly started a drafting of a response, but I also know that Martin Boyle is very interested in dealing with this. So maybe we should try and actually have a written or deal with this on list in order on list. I'm actually thinking on the ISTAC list instead of this small and get input to it. But it would be nice actually to deal with this very soon, because it would be great to have an actual draft out for the CWG as such by Wednesday morning at the latest, because we have a call coming up this Thursday. And I can see Paul has his hand up. Paul? Go ahead.
I've got to hit the button. I'm not. Yes, I have. It's working now. Good. Yeah. So thank you very much. I'm just getting back into the swing of this. I've just had a little email exchange with Martin, because over the weekend, some members of the CWG community basically were indicating that maybe it's not appropriate for the CCTLD community to have three seats, namely the CCNSO2 plus the non-CCNSO1. And so I agree with you, Lisa. We need to address this firmly, swiftly, because I do not welcome last-minute changes to issues that have been long fought over, and the CWG members have graciously accepted the difference between CC members and non-CCNSO members. I'm happy to share with you some notes that Martin very kindly sent, if that is helpful, which I will do gladly. I'll do now in a second. But there is, as Martin also appreciates, this issue of the CC community having three seats and the GTLD community having two seats is proving to be a substantive issue as well. He's been having discussions with Milton and Chuck on this very point. Let me forward this to you. So I welcome this issue being discussed on this call and going from there. I see on the list Stefan is asking who is asking for the change. There was one out of the 140-odd comments. It is number 66, KIGA. I don't know who KIGA is. Their issue, however, is not so much the CCNSO, non-CCNSO issue. It is that the CCNSO selection process does recognize geographical diversity. Because Stefan, Lisa, and I have been quite active in this group, less so with our other CWG colleagues, and obviously that's a European focus. So the KIGA comment number 66 was to more ensure a balance of geographical diversity. Unfortunately, this is a technical review issue, not a political review issue. And I genuinely feel it is too late to bring this. Only one comment has come forward. And also, it's a technical review, not a political review. The CCNSO will be wary of the need or desire to have geographical balance when selecting the candidates. I think we're all in favor of the CCNSO being the party making the selection that is prescribed within the document. And so I think Kiga's concerns are already addressed, and I appreciate them making the highlight to ensure that there is geographical diversity. But I am not in favor of the non-CCNSO members being excluded from the process.
Okay, thank you, Paul. I must say I agree that we should stick to what's there, and this would be a change that is maybe too substantial. I'm not sure, but it is a change that would go against the integrity of the proposal. I'm not sure if it does, but it could, and there's a risk. And I think it could be dealt with. Some of the concerns that has been raised is not only the geographical, but also is there only two non-CCNSO members that are active, meaning you and me, Paul? And can we find people from outside the CCNSO community that are willing to participate and actually deliver some substantial work in what the IANA functions review is. But I think actually by asking out to the different regional organizations could solve this and also take care of that we are actually reaching broader than the usual suspects that are participating in the ICANN meetings. So I think it's a good idea to actually keep it, but that's a more personal view of mine. Bart, go ahead.
Just one thing, and maybe that's helpful. What I could do, and this would provide some basic information again for the discussion, is provide a list of membership of both the regional organizations, the CCNSO, and therefore of the number of non-CCNSO members.
Mm-hmm. That would
because,
be very good.
Say, yeah, because what is happening right now, and that's the danger of what we've seen, say, when we started with the ICG selection process, is if you look at the membership of the regional organizations and the CCNSO, there is a huge, huge overlap. And it's only a limited number of CCTLDs who are only member of the regional organizations, and there is a limited number who is only member of the CCNSO. So it's the real issue, what we've seen in the past, and this is in a broader context, is There is a huge group out there who are neither member of the regional organizations nor of the CCNSO, and this is the most difficult group. Thank you. But I'll send you the list.
Thank you, Bart, and I agree. I have less the Adobe room now, so I can't see if anyone is raising their hands.
Yeah.
So I'm only on audio.
Yeah, I'll check for you. So Paul has his hand up.
Paul, go ahead.
So thank you. So I think we need to stand back for a second. There are two issues here. One is to try and involve those people that are not CCNSO members. And I agree with you, the regional organizations have a role to play. But one of the substantive issues is this is a review team. So if a CC registry manager is aggrieved for whatever reason, even if they are not a CCNSO member, even if they are not a member of a regional organization, if they are aggrieved, they will be eligible to apply via the CCNSO to be a non-CCNSO participant. I really want to ensure that this is as inclusive as possible, and I'm worried there is an attempt. By the way, I don't think that's true. It could be perceived that there is a move to try and capture the process. I agree with Bart. There are many CCs that are neither members of a regional organization nor members of the CCNSO, but that is precisely why it's essential that we have this open, transparent, and fair process for all CCs to become involved. So I'm in favor of the wording that has been proposed by the CWG being adopted, and obviously I have drafted, in my opinion, a suitable response justifying why the CWG found as it did. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. But Paul, are you agreeing that we should have a procedure where we actually try and send it to the ISTAG list and have their opinion on it, or do you want to keep it only with the CWG members, including Martin and Alan, or what do you suggest to do?
To be candid, from the discussions I have reluctantly had to have over the weekend, the ability of the CC community to retain three seats is in question. So I would prefer that we deal with it on the CWG members agree, put out a statement saying this is our view, and then more or less to try and ensure that the CC voice is heard quickly rather than it dragging on to next week when more people are likely to form a view that the CC should not have three seats. That's my fear. And that's why I'm active over the weekend.
Lisa, Staffan has his hand up as well.
Okay, Staffan, go ahead.
Hey, hi. Yeah, well, sending, I do prefer the written process, of course, especially if there's time for it. But also, since there are five people nominated and have a mandate to actually act, it might be counterintuitive to also make this a written process within these ISTAC lists. I'm ambiguous in this, I'm afraid, because on the one hand, the five members, which now basically are three, has to be able to respond in a quick way. So maybe we could do them both, but then we have to explain to the ISAC list that we have already sent this out to the CWG list. So they are going in two directions. So this is a tricky one. Maybe because it's two issues, actually.
Okay. On the procedure, I need to underline. We have this document in the wiki that where we can actually say that we are drafting a first draft on these questions. And I have already warned Marika and Grace that I know that there's some of the CC PLD members that are willing to and will draft a first go on question 3, 4, and 5. So that, then we will have it posted to the CWG list and discussed on Thursday. My question is, before we do that posting to the CWG list, do we want to include the other participants within our CWG group that are CCs? That will mean Martin, Simon, Martin Boyle, that will mean Vika and Eric, and also, I can't remember them all, but Alan McGillery. So, and then have their responses by Tuesday evening, or do you just want to give it a go without that?
Lisa, this is Bart. The people you are mentioning right now, I need to check, but I believe he is. Say the full members of the CWG are all subscribed to this list, including Martin and including Alan. I don't know if Martin is included, but if he isn't, we can subscribe him and or add him to the copy, copy
Perfect.
Him in. So that's a no-brainer. If I understand you correctly and Paul correctly, there is a big move as well from the broader community, non-CC community, to have a look at this. And from that perspective, it might be helpful to align all the voices of the CCs, and that would be the ISTAC. So then you have people like Byron included, and the CCWG members, the CC and his appointed CCWG members. But that could be done at a very late stage, just informing them, this happened, this is the response of the CWG, and this will be, and say the outcome of the process you are suggesting will be discussed on the CWG call on Thursday. But experience has shown having a small group drafting it and sharing it among each other, say that's the CWG group, and then proposing it, that's probably the most effective way of dealing with the responses. As soon as you reach agreement, then you have a very strong voice, and that's what you can see, say, from other groups within the CWG.
Stefan, you go ahead. Sorry,
Stefan. Yeah. So to answer your question, Lisa, yes, let's publish it according to Paul's written proposal quite swiftly, and then inform the wider ISAC group that this is published already. So let's do it in that order.
I would prefer that we actually give the CWG participants until tomorrow afternoon or evening to respond to the draft, and then publish it to the CWG Wednesday morning. So you have the people in our group, in the CWG group, being able to respond.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I don't care. I just want to make sure we don't lose this seat. My issue is, let's stand back for a second, one of process. If there is to be such a fundamental change in my opinion, then we need to start a consultation process with the broader community, because I know I can muscle up probably 40 to 45 CCTLDs that would not be happy to see a fundamental change of the CWG proposal at this juncture. This is one comment out of thousands of comments received over the two consultation periods. And the guy, all they're trying to say is, can we please be assured of geographical diversity? I don't want us to get hooked on CCNSO members or non-CCNSO members. I think that's a red herring. But I do think it's very important that we do not get this whole process blown off track because of one comment out of hundreds received. So.
I agree, but I just would like to have the other participants involved in the drafting, or give them a chance to respond to the draft. So,
my point
it's not.
And I'm,
yeah,
I'm,
yeah.
So my point is, I'm very happy for anyone to respond to any draft. It doesn't matter. The substantive issue is, in my opinion, to make a fundamental change of this nature at this time does rewind the clock and would cause the document that we have all unanimously accepted to come into question. This is a fundamental change, and I certainly do not want to see the CCs lose another seat. If you remember, we were trying to go for 3+1. We only got 2+1. Now they're only wanting us to go to 2.
Paul, I don't agree. I think the actual comment from comment 66 was about if it should be a non-CCNSO member or not. It is a CCPLD seat. That's actually not in question. It might be discussed because of this, but that's not what the comment is about. So I think it's very important that we just stick to the issue of that we find it's important and very helpful that it is a non-CCNSO member seat, because it's a way of ensuring the actual wider involvement of the community and not only the ICANN participants. So I don't think we should go too deep into losing a seat or not, because I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is more about, is it going to be a CCNSO or non-CCNSO member? So, and I know there are other discussions, but yeah.
Lisa, let me suggest, and Paul and Stefan, please chime in. But let me suggest, I'll send out a note right after the call, including the notes from, say, the note-taking to the ISTC list, proposing and ensure that I know Alan is on, and I know the others are on, but I'll copy in Martin. I'll include this PDF file. I'll include Paul's email and suggestions, and I'll dive up comment 66 as a background, and I will suggest that everybody has until, say, 1700 UTC tomorrow to make comments on the suggested document from, say, on Paul's suggestions on questions 3, 4, and 5. In order to allow you or Paul or whomever to send it to the CWG list in preparation of Thursday's call. And
I think that's a very good idea. I just have one question that I need to ask, and that is, I was asked by Marika if we want to name the one who's drafting this, or we just want to put it the CCTLD community. But I think it would be good to write that it's Stefan and Paul Kane who's writing this. And I would prefer to not to be a part of the drafting team. But so for me, it would be very helpful if we could put in your name. And if you agree on this, I can, or you can tell Marika that they are drafting this part of the questions.
No, I haven't seen that email, but I will inform Marika that, say, Stefan, do you agree to put your name on?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
One name is more than enough. Paul, do you want to be included?
I'm happy for Stefan to take all the joy.
Yeah.
No, but I actually think it's important that this is one of each. It's a CCNSO member and non-CCNSO.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Can I ask about the rest of the questions? The rest of the questions. What are we going to do? How are we going to organize ourselves with regard to answering the other questions that have been posed?
Well, actually, everyone is free to volunteer for those questions. So if you have any questions that you feel that you would like to volunteer for, it's open.
So what I would welcome, I'm happy to put more time into this thing. It's so time-consuming. But I would welcome knowing what the rest of the CC group are thinking so I can exercise, try and assist achieve that goal. Because the questions on the whole are quite minor. Some are minor, some are less so. So, but I would welcome just an email exchange off the record, and then I can go off, or Stefan can go off and try and advocate the CC position with respect to the other questions.
So I need to fill this in again. I'm a bit perplexed about the process here, because this is actually turning all the process and reversing it back to the to the writing board again. And again, I don't want this to end up in the original discussions. So we need to keep this process tight and not let too much discussion in, because then we, as you mentioned, Paul, then we'll open it all up again, and that is not a very good idea. So I fear this a bit, but not sure how to handle it, though.
But, Stefan, these are questions from the ICG, and
yeah.
These are questions, a lot of them are yes and no questions. We have a couple that are minor amendments, and some need some detail to work on. But I guess, I don't think you should be so worried about reopening discussions. I guess some of them are reopening discussions, but we just need to stay firm on that this has been decided and this is the reasoning. So, so I think that should be the approach.
Okay.
By the way, I agree with that. The document is final. The communities have been consulted. All communities have ratified the document. No changes should be done. So I agree with both of what you're saying there. We've done it. We don't want to reopen issues. If there are points of clarification, that's fine. But making changes is not an option.
Great.
Okay. I actually have to get off the call within the next couple of minutes. I'm already late for my next meeting, but I don't know if anyone... so we agreed on the process for this one, and I guess it, I don't know if we have any news on the CCWG. I actually don't have any news, but if anyone has, I only know that they didn't... they didn't conclude on the draft proposal, so they're back to the drawing table.
Yeah, chances of having a proposal to Dublin was slim, near to zero, as Jordan Carter mentioned it. So I guess, that's where we are.
So just on that point, I don't actually know what that means. We haven't got something ratified. Is there an acceptable accountability framework in the mix, or is there such divergent views that nothing's going to happen anytime soon? Where are we?
I guess the later, but I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
Actually, Paul, no one really knows. I'm not sure anyone is certain about where we are. I guess we don't have a proposal ready for Dublin at the moment, and I think it will be very difficult to have one ready for Dublin.
Effectively,
so again, go ahead.
At the CCNSO Council, there was a discussion on what does it mean a proposal before Dublin. And if you look at it, and that was a discussion last week and the week before on the ISTAC call as well, say, what does it mean to have CCTLD communities supporting the proposal? What it definitely means is that you can't have a proposal one day for the opening of the Dublin meeting, whatever the proposal will be, even if there is consensus. People need to have the time to read it and to have a fulsome discussion around it. What is the cut-off date is unclear either. So if you would look at the agenda in Dublin, two things probably that's important for all of you. First of all, the regional organizations will be invited again to co-organize the meeting with the CCNSO to allow everybody to participate in the discussion on the proposal and on the work of the ICG and on the CWG. So that's one. And if you look at the agenda, the program working group has been dealing with this based with two scenarios. There will be a proposal and there won't be a proposal. If there is no proposal, as it currently looks, then there will be a fulsome discussion to unearth the real core of the divergence, in particular between the board and the CCWG. Because I think that's where the, if I understand the email threats and everything else, that's where the main issue is, or issues are, it's plural. Does that help?
Yes, it helps, but the CWG expected the accountability group to address their concerns, and effectively we were hoping that the accountability group would come back to reassure the CWG members that their concerns had been addressed. It's clear they haven't, and so we're still in limbo, because if they'd agreed today, it would still take the CWG a couple of months to make sure everything had been checked off. Now they haven't. It's really pushing it back, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. And sorry, guys, I have to leave the call now. Thank you for taking the time. And great,
talk to you on
great
Thursday.
Call, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
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 Okay, that clears that up. We don't know what's going on, and there is still an impasse, which is quite worrying, to be candid. And who is the party? Is it ICANN Corporate that's being a pain, or is it the CCWG? Who's the awkward one? You're the awkward one.
I don't know. Say it's and now I'll use, yeah, unfortunately it's recorded. So I use a bit more parliamentary language. Currently, there is a standoff. What is clear that the single members model is not acceptable, and there is a discussion going for the board, and there is a discussion going on to whether there has been enough explanation by the board of their concerns or not, and looking for alternatives or not. So that's where it is. That's my understanding, at least. So the board doesn't accept the single member community mechanism, I think it's called, and has proposed an alternative which is not acceptable for the CCWG at this stage. That's where we are.
Yeah, that's how I understand it as well. So it's a shootout. And Emily Taylor wrote a piece in The Guardian the other day about this as well, making a parallel to the FIFA, the International Football Association. So, allegedly, where there is no governance, if something goes wrong, so it was had quite a strong impact. This article, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
So all this effort could be for nothing. The U.S. government might say, "I'm sorry, your children. We're going to have to stay in position."
Paul, and what is interesting as well, and probably you have a better read on this, but I think the way at least that some perceive how the two processes link together, are tied together, is effectively fairly simple, is both the work stream one, needs to be implemented, as well as the CWG proposals need to be implemented before there will be a transition. That's the full pattern. That's the full pattern.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, no. So I understand, because I tried to reach out to Elise Gerrish to find out, you know, how they were progressing with the statement of works for making the changes for the SLE.
Yeah.
And I got fobbed off with, oh, we've got lots to do.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to know is it 2 weeks away or 2 months away? Because you either are going to have the SLE that the community has asked for in place, or you're going to have the NTIA, but if you don't start now, that alone will delay the transition, because you can't have transition without a service level document in place. So it's either the current NTIA, which means it delay transition, or they've got the community one in place and working. And I'm not sure they've even started the work, probably because Kim's away on holiday or on paternity leave.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anything else for this call?
Not for my end, but just to recap, Paul, just say if you want to continue on the other questions, I leave it out of the process. You can respond to it, to my note. I will send a note to the list, first to the ISTC, but copying in ISTAC is say this is the process we're going to use. So everybody is aware. I will include your proposal, Paul, but I'll put it in a document so that's easier to track the changes, if there are any suggestions, and then give people the time until 1700 UTC tomorrow, so we have a consolidated document by Wednesday to submit to the CWG.
That would be helpful, but just as a matter of... That sounds very good, Bart, and I'm very grateful, but as a matter of process, I think to legitimize the CC's position, the members of the CWG, the five of us, should vote on the thing. Otherwise, they'll say, how did you come to the decision? How legitimate is it? So I think the members need to vote.
Or at least may I make it easier on you, because if they vote, then you're stuck with Eric and Vika.
Stefan's in favour and Lisa's in favour and I'm in favour, we have a majority.
At least I would say in the email what I'll do is, if you have any objections, please note them now. That makes it easier.
But also I think you should say we the CC members are not looking to reopen the ratified or approved document. I think that's the underlying thing. We welcome his comment. I don't give a damn about his comment, but as a matter of process, it's gone through ratification of the community on multiple occasions, and we don't want to reopen the whole thing now. To be candid, I hear Lisa saying it is not a matter of whether we're going to get the additional, the plus one seat. We as CC community can say whatever we want. It is the rest of the community that needs to be satisfied, and at the moment they are the ones who are saying, if you can't agree and you can't have the diversity, we're going to suggest you withdraw that, but we don't have that additional seat.
No,
so
but
I hear Lisa's point. That's not
what
it is.
Yeah, but would you want to use the language as a matter of process or a matter of principle? I would say suggest as a matter of principle, because process was followed. And you can't change, you can't divert from the process.
I mean, you're the man on, you understand this stuff. I don't understand it. I just don't like changes.
You don't want changes as a matter of principle. Yeah.
Stefan and I, not so much Lisa, but Stefan and I have had to fight quite hard months ago to have the CC community recognised. And to be candid, we've been quite successful in being able to make sure the CC voice is well heard within the CWG. So I just don't want to lose that impetus.
Yep. No. But I'll include it in the in the briefing note to the the small group.
Hmm. Thanks so much, Bart.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's quite fine. So I'm happy.
Paul?
As well.
No, definitely more than enough. Must go.
Okay. Take care. And talk to you next week, or if not on Thursday.
Yeah.
What time is Thursday?
Let me check.
Is it UTC 11?
Thursday, yeah. 11 UTC, so noon your time, Paul.
Thanks very much. Thanks both. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.